Outside, it was shaping up to be a prime day for droves of beachgoers. But inside the visitor center at Honeymoon Island, officials from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection got a chilly reception from the dozen or so stakeholders who saw little or no benefits from their proposal. On behalf of the Suncoast Sierra Club, Kathy Harrelson said allowing a public company to run the campground, which would likely happen if the plan passes, would deal a symbolic blow to the park.
We are taking publicly owned land and we are creating privatization of the wealth for a small number of people and diminishing the ability of the public to use that land in the way that we have been using it for decades.
She said there are several tangible risks as well. Campsites would increase the amount of dogs in the park, and animal waste is a major cause of nitrogen pollution in waterways. Harrelson added that the DEP needs to look at the possible impacts of sea level rise on their plan. She railed against a proposal in the plan to build a separate entry lane for recreational vehicles.
So now we're going to carve out a separate lane for folks who are coming in RVs. I just don't see that being a very egalitarian way of dealing with public lands. I mean, people, you know what? If they're going to show up, they should wait in line like everybody else.
Lou Scruggs, assistant chief of DEP's Office of Park Planning, defended that proposal.
The idea for that is to move the campers through without having them stop and stop everybody behind them. It wasn't a special treatment. It was something to try to alleviate traffic problems.
Tim Deputy, a spokesperson for the Florida Association of RV Parks and Campgrounds, read a letter opposing the plan on behalf of that organization's president. He said his group would support a more simple kind of camping in the park, but not RVs.
Bare-bones style camping is less intrusive on the environment, is more appropriate for state park land, and will be more appealing to the Florida campers who are looking for an alternative to the typical private state RV park.
Three other Florida state parks face similar proposals. These are De Leon Springs, Wakulla Springs, and Fanning Springs. Supporters of the plan say developing an RV camping area at Honeymoon Island would be financially lucrative, but Sierra Club's Kathy Harrelson said she wanted to see a cost-benefit analysis.
The risk far outweighs anything that's been described as a benefit.
Albert Gregory, chief of DEP's Office of Park Planning, said the fact that the proposal is still in its infancy makes it nearly impossible to do that, given that the department has no clue on details like how much it would charge for campground admission, among other things.
When the campground is nearing completion, we would do an assessment of the local market. We would set the fee for Honeymoon Island based on the local market conditions.
But opponents are already crunching the numbers on potential costs to the state. Florida Fish and Wildlife biologist Bree Ochoa said removing dozens of threatened gopher tortoises from the area would have a massive price tag, but the state has to comply with laws meant to protect troubled species.
So the total project cost for relocation of one of 90 tortoises would be $151,700. Ranging upwards of $200,000.
Nearby resident Alan Hildebrand, president of the Royal Stewart Arms Homeowners Association, added that large RVs with noisy air conditioners may also diminish the quality of the park.
When you mentioned electricity, it was 30 to 50 amp hookups. The gentleman here who has a motorhome park, he knows when you talk 50 amp, you're talking big buses. You're not talking little RVs, pop-ups. Most of them can get by with 30 amp. In fact, they can probably do 15 amp. In some of the older parks, they do. What's going to happen is their air conditioners, their double-unit air conditioners, are going to be cranking 24 hours a day. That's noise.
The proposal did have one fan at the table. Tampa Bay Sea Kayakers Club spokesperson Eileen Burns said campers would be, for the most part, a welcome addition.
Because we think it expands the recreational opportunities that are offered by Honeymoon Island. That said, we would see little or no change to our members' use of the park by the addition of camping.
Unlike last night's public hearing, when officials voted 7-2 in favor of the proposal, no vote took place today, nor did state officials hear public comment. The council will again vote on the proposal on August 19th. The governor and his cabinet will also have to sign off on the plan, and Governor Rick Scott has said he supports privatizing some functions of state parks. After that, a lengthy planning and permitting process would likely ensue. From Honeymoon Island, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.